This is the Closet Geek episode 100!
Hey.
October 1st, 2015.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek!
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Yay!
Hey everybody!
Yay! We are here as one,
yeah,
and we are united.
I think that's the last time we were all together on
like
podcast.
Episode 96.
It's been like a month.
It's been a month or more. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have four people and they all have their own schedules and just trying to get it all happening. But we're here. Episode 100, guys.
Crazy.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
never thought we were going to hit triple digits.
Did you ever think we'd hit 100 episodes?
No. Man, I was thinking maybe 7.
Yeah. Get burnt out by then.
Be
like,
it was for a while.
Yeah, so, but no.
My wife was hoping.
2.5 years later.
2.5 years later. Well, it's funny that you say that because when I originally brought up the idea of starting the Closet Geek to my wife, and I'm like, honey, I'm going to start a podcast with my brothers, and we're going to have lots of fun doing it. She's like, uh-huh, yeah, whatever. She's like, you know, she thought the same thing. Like, it was going to last, like, maybe 5 or so episodes, and then we're just like, yeah, whatever.
You know, most podcasts do only last that long.
I know, and that's what makes us special. We're still around 2.5 years later, 100 episodes.
Because we got nothing to do on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? Oh, let's record a show and throw it out there.
TV.
That's right. TV. Play some video games.
Right?
So, but no, here we are. And episode 100, we have some special giveaways to have tonight. So that will be lots of fun.
Giveaways.
We can talk.
Prizes.
Yeah. Prizes. And the only way you'll know how to win these prizes is if you're listening
That's
to
right.
this episode.
That's right.
So,
reward
so,
for listening.
That's right. So maybe we'll I'll talk about that right before we do this segment right here.
This week in geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to check out. And Ryan, mute your phone. So, yeah. So let's go into this. And it's been a couple weeks since we really did this, because last week was our filler episode. Yeah, I know. So we have lots of things that we could talk about tonight. And since it's episode 100, maybe we can go a little bit longer than normal. That's always a possibility. But, John, you have not been here for a while,
no,
my
I
friend.
Have not.
So why don't you go first and tell us what you've been doing, Gigi?
Not a whole lot.
You always say that, but then it turns into like a half an hour rant about something.
That's why I had to say that, because you always say that I say that.
Because it's true. You're like Jeanette. Must be good. Everybody's not saying anything.
Oh, yeah.
That's our sister.
That's our
by
sister,
way.
And she says that when everybody's eating food
random,
and no
holiday and no one's talking.
Dinners.
Just random familial comments.
Yes, that's right. That's what happens when we're all brothers.
So let me see.
Even our sisters are brothers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So
they are now.
I finally, and I say finally, watched the rest of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2.
Gosh.
Yay!
Because I knew that Season 3 was about to start. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to watch it.
The first season opener was great.
Yeah, so I finished watching Season 2. And then watched episode 1 of season 3, and it was awesome. I was really excited. And
they
so
did.
Was,
I think they did a good job with the transition into the new season.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
I haven't seen it, the first episode of season 3 yet. I watched like the special clips they had out. Those were pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see where it all goes. You know, they kind of set things up. They set up, like, who the antagonist is going to be. And you know, you still got the mystery behind what happened to Simmons in the end of last season. And so
yeah, you have the side story with going after Ward. Still.
Yeah, all that. Well, see, they also set up, I think they're starting to set up the spinoff, you know, because we know that there's going to be the spinoff with Mockingbird and Hunter.
That's right.
So they already kind of talked about, they're like, well, so
do we hook up? Do we make this something?
I'm going to go after Ward and do everything that I can to bring him down. So we should do it together as a team. And it's so it's like, okay, yeah. So they're totally setting up the spinoff. But, yeah, so it was pretty cool. Let me see. Other fall new TV. I did see the episode one of the new Heroes Reborn.
How was that one?
Meh.
Meh.
I wasn't depressed. Yeah. I was like, okay. I'm trying really hard to like it. And I'm like, it's all right. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, I mean, if things don't get too much better quick, then yeah. I probably won't
did finish. You get first season Gotham, the first episode of Gotham in?
If you remember, I stopped watching Gotham last year.
It's
really wasn't what I was interested in watching, so I'm like, okay,
cool, I like it.
I picked up a new board game. It was one that Barry introduced us to. It's called Sheriff of Nottingham. It's kind of like a bluffing game.
It's really, really fun.
So it's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
I thought you were talking about TV shows. Like, I don't know that show.
Yeah.
No, board game.
You played that
yeah,
board
I know.
Game with
yeah,
us,
yeah,
right?
I played with you guys.
Played. So we picked that up. We've been playing that. And
yeah,
then
that's
also,
a great game.
I also finally got a hold of a board game that I kickstarted like almost
a year ago.
It's been a while.
They had really bad issues with printing
I mean, it just took them a lot longer to actually get it all put together like they thought. But anyway, I finally got it, and it's so much fun. We've really enjoyed it. Like
it's called Catacombs.
I'm sorry, I missed that. So yeah, it's called Catacombs. And it's a dexterity-based game where you actually flick your pieces around on the board. And one person – it's like a dungeon. So the board is set up. You've got one person that plays as the overseer.
The dungeon master, basically.
Controls all of the monsters. And then you've got four hero characters. So you can play up to five people, one person being the overseer and four heroes. Or – you could do any combination of up to five, as long as you have two. One person to control all the heroes, one person to control all the monsters. And you just kind of, like, flick your pieces around to attack each other. But it's pretty cool. It's a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be, actually.
That's good.
Yeah.
I hope it's a lot more fun than you're making it sound.
Oh, it is.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm flicking pieces on a table. It reminds me of football when I was a kid in junior high.
Well, I will be doing a review on it because I got
Google.
A copy of it as well.
Got
so.
It too.
Okay.
But,
there you go. Okay, I'll have to Google it because
so,
I don't know what it is.
I finished the entire inheritance cycle. The Aragon books. I finally finished all of those. And the
last book was kind of like meh.
Well, I was kind of. It's just like I'm just gonna like ride off into the sunset. And
ended lame.
And I'm like, what? Really? Lame. That's how you're gonna end it? So
I know, right?
You know, and he talks about, I may go back to it one day, but that was like 4 years ago when the last came out. But so we'll see.
I guess you could because. You know, it ends with him going to go raise the new generation of dragon fighters and stuff like that. So,
and I also reread Brandon Sanderson's Way of Kings.
Oh, such a good book.
I really
so
really
good. The next Mistborn book comes out in like 2 weeks.
Right, so I'm excited about that too. as far as gaming is concerned, not a whole lot of gaming, but I did get into. There's a new mobile game Star Wars. It's called Star Wars Uprising, and it's kind of like an action RPG. It's got a storyline. It's got a campaign story mode that you go through, and it's considered it's like one of the first video games in the new Star Wars canon. So the whole storyline is considered canon. It takes place after the fall of the Empire, but it takes place on this remote planet in the same sector as the Hoth planet, where the local Moth really puts this blockade around to keep people from getting out and getting in, and then he is the Moth basically is just spouting all this propaganda about how the Emperor did not die, that he survived the attack, and how the Empire is still, you know, in power. And so basically this Moth has kind of taken over himself, this local area. And so it's kind of about how your character starts getting in contact with, like, the rebellion and starting to kind of fight back against the Empire. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so cool.
So I haven't gotten too far into it. I'm only like.
Is it a free game?
Yeah, it's free to play. You can. I mean, there's premiums that you can buy into and stuff, but
gotcha.
It's free to play.
In-game purchase. Yes, Michael. Question.
I retract my statement. I looked at all the pictures and watched a short little video. It actually looks pretty fun.
Yeah,
see, it does look fun, right?
But
see, the thing is, he was making it sound like it's like instead of dice rolling, it's flicking your pieces at other people's pieces.
Exactly. You have little wooden.
That's what I said.
Wooden
but I mean, there's
well,
like
the way you
describe
it,
and layouts, and
like
you know, there's
kind of
like
plain
floor
soccer
plans, and I mean, it's very intense. It's like Heroes of Quest. You know, or
Heroes
you know,
Quest.
Yeah, Heroes Quest, or a lot of those dungeon diving type games.
Quest
instead
of the
having
heroes
a,
and the quest
instead
people
of having a single figurine that goes around space by space, you kind of have a circle piece that you have your token on.
There's a reason people liked it on a Kickstarter.
Right, it makes sense now. But like that's why
it was
I made the comments I did, because John made it sound like I was playing football in junior high.
yeah. I think John's review.
What's wrong with
John,
that?
John, you got to step up your review powers.
Hey, I was just trying not to wax on, like Michael says that I tend to do. I was trying to just say, hey, I'm
descriptive. Sweet.
So yeah.
Well,
I'm good. I'm done.
See, now, Ryan,
yeah.
Tell us about your week.
My week has been pretty uneventful, actually. I did some work in the shop, finished some stuff, got my let out tomorrow. That's pretty much it. I haven't really done anything.
Did you finish that sword?
It's a
huge sword that you had for the mountain character.
Mountain.
Yeah, I'm almost done, but he didn't need it for Dragon Con, so I was like, put it on the back burner.
Well, when you finish it, take pictures, because I want to see.
It actually looks pretty good. It's I would say it's about 90% done.
Nice.
Sweet. Yeah.
Have you been watching any new, fall TV shows?
Yeah, didn't you say you watched the Bastard
Executioner?
The Bastard Executioner,
that's
right?
That's cool. Yeah,
yeah.
That is a cool show.
I don't have cable television, so I'll have
to find it. It's from Kurt Sutter, who also was the writer, director, guy behind Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy,
yeah.
Which also, you know, people love, got a lot of great awards and reviews for that show. And now that show's finished, he has a new one called The Bastard Executioner, where it's set in
14th century.
Yeah, something like that. Right after Edward Longshanks died and his son took over.
It's
reign.
In the 1300s.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
But it was good, though?
It was. I'm on episode 2. I've got episode 3 and 4 to watch still. And really cool.
Yeah, well, tell us also, you I saw your post the other day talking about how you're dumping The Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead. I stayed through 4 episodes, and apparently it's only 6 episodes long, Right. Oh. And so my friend said, well, there's just two more episodes. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's not even like, it's like a mini series?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize this.
Well, because
so,
the Walking Dead starts in October. So they're only going to run the other one during the summertime.
Supposedly like some weird filler?
And
no,
yeah,
it's just a spin-off.
Well, I don't know what it is. They're trying to gain traction, I think, for a new show. But I really don't think it has enough for a new show. Up to now, I've watched four episodes, maybe. It was five episodes. I think I'm on the fifth episode. I got one more left. The last episode is actually the best one so far.
Of course it is.
But
you have to get through all the junk to get to the good stuff.
It's
right?
Not The Walking Dead. It's some sort of drama with maybe a hint that there might be a zombie thing going on.
Oh, really?
I mean,
so it's not really a zombie show. It's the zombie stuff's really in the background.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
But I have one good thing to say about the diversity of the actors. I don't think there's actually any white people in it. So, not any major roles anyway.
Yeah,
so
well, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it is cool. The show, it's, I don't know, it's, no, I gave it a thumbs down. I'm going to finish it out because there's only one more episode for me to watch,
but
unless
you wouldn't
the last episode is so amazing, then no, I give it a thumbs down.
You won't return to it. Gotcha. Cool. All right, Mike, tell us about your week.
Woo-hoo! All right, buckle up, cowboys. We got a ride to go on. All right, so Salt Lake Comic-Con. Oh, come on. You guys are silly. All right, so Salt Lake Comic-Con, as you know, I was there from our filler episode, if you listened to that. But Salt Lake Comic-Con 2015 was a huge success. Just as a con in general, the floor layout was far superior comparatively to the last few years, which is great. Yep. So there's been plenty of space
learning as they go.
Yeah, learning
basically.
As they go. Absolutely. There's been lots of great space to get everyone through. There was plenty of, it didn't feel like, even though there were 70,000 people in the building, it didn't feel like you were too tight. So you could still get around, and there was still areas that if you were not crowd, I don't know, if you got anxiety from crowds and so forth, there were areas that you can kind of escape to avoid the crowds for a while. So that was really good ideas for floor layouts, where you had to go through all the artists and vendors and so forth to get to the celebrities and on the backside. So it's kind of nice to flow the traffic that way.
The celebrities on the backside.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was nice because, I mean, you got these huge crowds of lines, you know, the queues were really long, and that way they didn't interrupt with the traffic of all the vendors and all the other booths that you could check out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. The I forget how much floor space that convention center has, the Calvin Salt Palace Convention Center. There's areas that you're like, oh, I need to go to this room for this panel, and you start walking around, and you're like, I've never been in this part of the building before. Where am I? And, you know, next thing you know, you realize you're like four blocks away from where you started, but you're technically in the same building. You're
so
like,
what panels did you get to go to?
I was able to go to anime in the 90s. That was kind of fun. We got to all basically educate people about how difficult it was to get a hold of anime in the 90s. But we just kind of talked about,
it's true.
You know,
we had to rent from the Tower Theater.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember that.
We had to get
bootleg videos from Japan. We had to, you know, cross our fingers for a good fan sub.
Yeah, I remember some of our favorite shows were all on, we had them on VHS.
Oh yeah, VHS, you know, and they were like multiple episodes, you know, all kind of recorded together in order to have a show. Or, you know, like scouring through like the seven or eight different Suncoasts and the other video shops, because one shop would have the second VHS tape of a series, and the other one would have the other one, and you'd have to like go out.
Well, I remember having to special order.
Oh yeah,
like I had to special order the Record of Lotus Wars. You know the next
set.
Tape. I'm like, oh, I had to get the
some of those animes only came on Laserdisc.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, there was some awesome.
So what other panels did you get to go to?
Yeah, going off. But I also went to the Miyazaki panel where they talked about him as a writer, like what makes Miyazaki's writing so diverse. You know, what is it about the strong female character and about the, you know, coming to come, you know, like the coming of age type of stories, and how it would branch all age groups and diversities.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool there. Then I did my panel with the Nerd Slam Poetry.
Oh yeah.
That was lots of fun.
Questions go.
I didn't fully stump anybody. However, there was always one question that they couldn't get. So nobody ever answered all the questions I threw out there. I didn't get to shoot anybody. Actually, I was going to take my bow and you know, that would be like the challenge is, you know, dodge my LARP arrows coming at you. However, security was like, no. So, like, okay, this goes back into the car.
Yeah.
Well, the bow was fine, but
it was arrows.
No, it wasn't. It was the bow would have been fine, but I had to unstring the bow because it was too much tension because it wasn't a costume piece. It was a usable bow. So they're like, oh, you can bring this in, but you have to unstring it. And I was like, well, that's not helpful.
That defeats the purpose.
My arrows were the coolest thing they had ever seen because they're just really good LARP arrows. So that was kind of cool. So the panel went really well. There was some poetry that, oh my gosh, everybody was just laughing and just having a good time.
Good.
Hardcore burns and stuff. But then I went to the latest and greatest in anime, which was put on by Anime Happy Hour, the Evans group. So our panel, the Closet Geek was represented by Anime Happy Hour at Salt Lake Comic Con. So that was cool. And that was
awesome.
That was awesome because they gave us a room for 200, which we obviously filled, plus the 300 or 400 people waiting in line thinking the room was bigger. So they're like, we basically were telling everybody, email Salt Lake Comic Con, tell them that you really liked this panel and it deserves a larger room.
Yeah.
So we can fit 500 to 800 people in a panel room.
Yeah, that's good.
So
cool.
Yeah. So
did you go to any of like the big panels, like the
Evans
panel?
Evans panel was lottery only.
Wow, really?
So it was in such high demand they had to create a lottery, and depending on if you had a VIP ticket, a gold-based ticket, or a traditional 3-day multipass, you got so many entries into the lottery. Then they would pick your name. But since I was a special guest, I wasn't able to be in the lottery.
Oh, wow. That's lame.
Yeah. And so you had to kind of know somebody who knew somebody to get in.
Yeah.
But
you went to the John Barrowman one,
I went to the
though.
John Barrowman panel, which was awesome as always.
Cool.
In fact, Dan Farr Productions and Dan Farr himself it's under discussion to bring John Barrowman to Salt Lake City for a concert.
Really?
Not as a guest, but to actually perform a concert.
That'd be cool.
So, because he has 3 albums out.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, he's a Broadway singer,
he has
original songs as well.
Cool.
As covers. So the Evans panel was pretty epic. I watched it on YouTube, because they videoed it and put it on YouTube. Jay Whitaker, who was the host for our panel for Nerd Slam Poetry, was also the host for the Chris Evans panel, which turned into the Captain America Falcon.
Haley Atwell showed up.
Showed up as well.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, Anthony Mackie showed up as well.
Yeah, so they all kind of crashed the panel.
They all hung out. It was pretty cool. Like, at first, Jay Whitaker was wearing his Captain America t-shirt.
Yep.
And then Chris Evans had to leave early from the panel.
Really?
And so Haley Atwell and I can't remember all his name all of a sudden, but Falcon. Thank you, Anthony. He stayed, and she had to eventually leave. But when Chris Evans left, Jay took off his shirt, and underneath that shirt was his Falcon shirt.
Oh.
So he was wearing both shirts.
Was prepared.
Yeah, he was prepared, and Anthony and Jay had like a push-up contest because they talked about how they do. There was a story, I guess, where on set they were like, "Well, I can do so many push-ups," and like Chris Evans would drop down and do 70. And he's like, "Well, I can do more."
Wow.
And so he's like, "Let's do a push-up contest," and yeah, he tore him up. They started doing one-armed push-ups, and Jay couldn't keep up. But it was pretty cool. Lots of fun. All of the guests were the thing that a lot of the guests were doing was live streaming their entry onto the stage because the big panel room was 3,000 seats.
Yeah.
And so they were all like blown away that they got
how many people were there.
Yeah, that it was a sold out 3,000 seats for every single celebrity.
Right.
So, you know, it wasn't the, oh, there's only 2,000, even though there's like tons of seats in the back. No, every single panel that was in the main ballroom was.
Yeah, I saw the Instagram video that Sean Astin, showed everyone, and then he turned around and he's like, "This is insane."
Yeah, yep. Because the panel room got 1,000 people larger this year as they decided to expand the room itself. So it was really, really nice.
That's pretty cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall great.
How would you
success.
Like to be the guy in the very back?
I know, right?
Well, that'd be- screens.
No, they had,
I would
they
just
had,
rather watch it on YouTube.
No, they had two.
Know,
they
right?
had two very large screens left and right, and then they had another one
there.
halfway back. They had another screen just as large in the middle.
Yeah.
So you could. So even if you were on the very back, you would still see everything perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It's all about the experience. It's
well,
about,
see,
about
right.
the experience.
I can understand going to like a football game and the people are like a half an inch tall.
Or like a rock concert.
But at least you're there with people and you're all having fun and yelling. You got the atmosphere and stuff like that. Or a rock concert the same way.
Yeah,
but with
actually,
like a dude talking about his movie.
Well, I don't know. I went to the John Barrowman panel and it was like a show. He sang and entertained and told funny stories and it was great. So I could gush about him forever.
He's an entertainer.
He is. He's,
oh, yeah.
He is. He's an amazing entertainer. And but the fact that Salt Lake Comic Con has been getting a lot of national and international recognition because of the comments that the celebrities have made. The celebrities have all been like, wow, Salt Lake City, they've been great. You know, it's like they are surprised at how, I guess Utah.
How well
nice.
It's run.
I guess.
Well, how well it's run and the attendees. Yeah, treating all the actors and the booths and everything with respect.
It's just the weird
and
Mormons. Mormons, they're just weird.
They don't have official numbers posted yet, but the unofficial numbers are at about 123,000.
In case anyone's listening. All my brothers are Mormons, so I'm not making fun of Mormons as a people. I'm just teasing them. Okay.
Now you said 23,000,
like,
but then on the other hand, you said that there were only 70,000, like in the building.
Well, that's
correct.
For the whole.
Remember, we're
event
talking about
event.
Attendees for the 3-day event. So in the building,
so there were like
capacity.
123,000 individual tickets sold.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So
what happens
the
if, like,
building itself only holds 80,000?
So what happens if like the other 60,000 people show up and want to get in?
The doors are locked by the fire marshals until they can verify through RFID tag that people have left the building. Because that's how you'd get in and out is you would have an RFID tag bracelet and you would basically scan yourself in and out of the building.
So did it ever happen that people would miss their panels because they couldn't get in?
No, not this time. Last year it did happen, but not this year.
Well,
because they learned. They figured things out.
How do you do? How would they figure that out? They're like, okay, you have to get to this panel, so we're just going to let 70,001 in. Ready, go.
Well, no, I mean, as soon as the doors would open at like 9 a.m., people would scan themselves in and go into the building. And as long as the building itself as a total didn't exceed 80,000, it didn't matter.
Cool.
So you just walk around and get to from point A to point B. So It was pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna stop you there.
To go, but he's gonna,
I'm gonna stop you though.
Hey, you said we could go longer.
We'll go longer with news.
You just go
and fun
on
things.
And on and on.
We'll go longer with someone else, right? Not you.
Yeah. Well, at Comic Con,
I'll be quick.
A bunch of Magic cards too. So Lance and I have been playing Magic.
That's good.
That's fun.
Trying to teach Kathy.
Really? I thought she.
Well, she's played before. I gave her the tutorial for the Magic Gathering, Planeswalker game. Mm-hmm. So she went through the tutorial. So that's actually a really great introduction of the rules, for people who've never played before. So I'd recommend that to anybody who wants to teach somebody how to play.
Cool.
Go ahead, Barry.
So most of my geekiness was involved in gaming in some form of another. Lots of Sweet Kick stuff, either playing games or interviewing people for the show. So I did a couple of reviews this last week talking about Flip City by Tasty Minstrel Games. It was a very fun deck building game that added some nice intensity to it, which most deck building games don't have. So it was kind of... It was fun and enjoyable, so you can check out that review. Also, I reviewed Adventures of Pip, which is a platformer video game, and super, super fun. If you like platformer games, everyone should buy that game. It's just lots of fun.
What's a platformer game?
Like Mario.
Mario.
Where they jump from platform to platform.
It's a side-scrolling.
Like a 2D side-scrolling.
Adventure game.
All right.
Yeah.
Mario, that type of game. Sonic.
Pitfall.
Yeah. Yeah, Pitfall is like one of the originals. Yeah.
So, but the people that I interviewed this last couple weeks, I did a game called The Guardians and Explore, which is basically you're playing a bunch of kids that are fighting off monsters that have invaded your town. And so it's a board game involving that storyline, and it looked really fun. Spirit Island, which takes a different concept of, you know, think of Settlers of Catan, but take it from the other viewpoint. So, like, say the settlers come to this island. Well, the inhabitants of the island don't want them there, so you play as a spirit of the island fighting off people that are trying to inhabit your island.
That's cool.
And then there was a game called Garbage Day, which is you have this little trash can, and then you have cards representing garbage, and then you stack them on top of the garbage can, and then you keep stacking them, and you have to do them at like different angles. There's like two little actual holes in the cards, and they have to be visible in order to, or you have to be able to see through them in order to place them on top of the pile. So you can't just place it directly on the top of the pile because you can't see through the holes. So you have to like stick it on the edge or something like that. Uh-huh. And then eventually the pile gets more, and then the whoever's playing on it and the pile falls, they have to take all those cards type of thing.
Okay.
And it's a fun game that you'd be able to play with anybody at any age.
Sure.
So it'd be a fun family game. So those were the games I was involved with Sweet Kicks. But then I had some video game time. I actually busted out and played some Destiny this week.
Woo!
And I really enjoyed that. It was kind of funny and, you know, different to hear Nolan North's voice rather than Peter Dinklage's voice, because they switched all of that out. And so, it's still lots of fun. And I played Destiny because my son was actually on the computer and playing his game. So I'm like, oh, I'll just play Destiny. And we actually, the girls were out and the boys were hanging out just playing games in the same room. But I was like, because I asked my son, I'm like, do you want to play a game together? He's like, I just want to play this game right now. And I'm like, okay. And he looks over at me like he's sad. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm like, play your game if you like playing it.
Like,
and I'm like,
play what I want to play.
That's right. I'll play my game. And so, no, that was fun. But then, of course, playing some Heroes of the Storm and enjoying playing that. Got some new characters with some the in-game gold that I earned. Cool. And lots of fun. And, yeah, so that's me.
I actually watched some of the Heroes of the Storm national tournament.
Oh, yeah. The tournament.
And I
can't
realize that's why I don't play that game.
Yeah, exactly. I don't watch those things because it makes me depressed.
I know. I watch it. I'm like, that's obvious. That right is why I don't play that game.
But those are professional or very skilled people.
But those are the
people
that I would end up getting matched up against.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like random matchmaking.
Actually, the matchmaking is done really well in Heroes of the Storm. You're often matched with people that either play as much as you do or are generally the same level and stuff like that, because I still jump on. And so, I still jump on, and it's very noticeable when you're playing against people that are just starting. So I'm still being matched up with new people, and then I'm being matched up, you know, so it's a pretty good match system, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's noticeable because they stink, and they
and
they chase after you.
That's why you help them. You help them. You be a nice player.
You help
a toxic
by saying, "Stop
you're
it,
like,
noob!
You're
what
like
are you
the
doing?"
0.5% of people out there. Everyone else is like, "Noob."
Get off the game.
I have run into a few toxic players, but most of the people that I play with are pretty good. So.
I just want to have fun when I play online. It bothers me when people go get all elitist.
Well, and I have fun because I even play with people that are streamers on Twitch that are really good because I've become friends with them. And so I play with them, and then we play, and then like we have a bad game, and then we're just like, it's nice to let them know, be like, hey, you know, we're just here to have fun, and yeah, you win some, you lose some type of thing. And I'm like, it's nice to hear the people that are hardcore talk like that. So, but no, it's good.
Man.
Okay.
I didn't even get to the 5 series I finished this month.
I know.
I finished 5 anime series.
Talk about that
in the last 3 weeks.
I'm super excited that we didn't get to see.
I marathoned. Hey.
I'm super excited, in
3 weeks I have Anime Bonsai Convention. Oh wait, no.
Nice.
Gosh, that's only 2 weeks away. I totally need to get ready for that.
Yep.
I am going to now tell people what they can win and how they can win it.
Woo!
Okay.
What are we winning? Oh wait, they're winning. Dang it.
We had
family members of the Closet Geek are not
family members cannot be part of. We need our family disclaimer.
We had two board games donated to us through my connections with Sweet Kicks with Bricks. So two copies of Mint Tin Mini Apocalypse.
Cool.
So if you want to know what that is, I'll probably have a link to it in the show notes.
You should
already know
what it is because you should have already listened to the Sweet Kicks with Bricks interview.
Whoa.
That's right. But if you didn't, you can go check it out on Kickstarter.
I don't know what that is. What episode is that, Barry?
Hold on. Maybe if we pause
for the
show.
People that didn't. Yeah, darn them. Now go ahead and explain it, Barry.
it's a super fun game that is literally in a mini Altoid container, like the size of one, and so you have like 10, you have like 11 different meeples, some dice and other things, and you actually use the tin as part of the game, and it's an apocalypse where a monster shows up and. It's only a two-person game, but each team's trying to get people into the tin, which is the bank vault, which is the safest place to be. And so you're fighting over to who gets in the bank vault. But it's a super fun game, and David Miller has so generously donated 2 copies of that game for the Closet Geek to give away for our 100th episode.
Awesome.
And so
you have
that's right. So those are 2 things you can win. So there's 2 prizes right there, 2 winners. And we also have a signed print by friend of the show, Scott Johnson, who is from the Frog Pants Network, who's also a very prominent geeky illustrator and artist. He is donating a print and a signed print that we can, and so you have a chance to win that. And if you want to see some of his artwork, go to the frogpants.com and you could go to the store and see some of his artwork. I have some of his stuff and it's great.
So how do you win these, Barry?
Oh, how do you win? Well, and we have one more prize.
Oh,
right, Ryan?
Yes.
Do we?
We have a Sony Smartwatch 2 for the Android.
Wow.
Whoa, that's like a grand prize.
So we have a smartwatch to give away as well. So how do you win or try to win these items? You're going to have to, one, obviously listen to this episode, and two, the Facebook post that is related to this episode, you have to like it, you have to comment about something we talked about in the show, and you have to share it.
Now, is that three entries, or is that all just one entry?
That's just one entry.
Oh, so they
have to
like
all three things.
They have to like, comment, and share.
Gotta work for it.
That's right.
So work for your money.
That's
huh?
right. You gotta
work for your prize.
You gotta use that finger and click.
That's right. That's all
oh,
you have to
man.
Do.
I have
work,
to click.
You just have
work
to share
that
it.
Finger.
But you said I had to comment too.
Okay.
Yeah. Comment,
two
like,
fingers.
And share.
Two fingers.
Two
finger fingers.
Typing.
Hunt and peck.
That's right.
So two copies of the Mint Tin Mini Apocalypse, a signed print from Scott Johnson, and the Sony smartwatch. So there are our four prizes, four winners, and if you win, we will contact you through Facebook by personal message, and then we'll get any shipping information and all that, so you don't have to pay for shipping or anything. And yeah, so there you go, some prizes
Woo!
To give away. Woo!
There you go.
All right, let's go to the next segment of the show, the Weekly Geek. This is the Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. So there are some things that happened in the last couple weeks, because we didn't really do geeky news. But I say we just do a few little highlights, and then we could get to some awesome other stuff we're doing later.
Okay.
So one thing I just wanted to bring this up, because it was something that I found interesting. So there's this guy, his name is Colin Cowherd.
Cowherd.
He used to be, and I say used to be, a ESPN sports announcer. And after some choice words that he used to describe people that play esports and also esports in general, ESPN let him go.
Well, it's because there was actually some video game esports being shown on ESPN.
Yeah.
And
certainly at that time.
And he was one of the commentators of this segment that was being shown on ESPN. And so it wasn't like he was just some random guy that made some random comments about some random esports.
Yeah.
He was actually the commentator on ESPN during this segment where they were showing some esports tournaments. And he basically called esports, like, anybody that plays esports losers. And, he was, like,
They're 30-year-olds that still live with their mom and have never had a woman in their bedroom. And, all, like,
watch
going
Star
off
Wars.
And all this stuff.
I'm like, what? I watch Star Wars. I don't live with my mom.
My mom lives with me.
That's right.
Fox Sports Network then picked him up, and now he has a show called The Herd.
Where they make fun of nerds.
Fox Sports picks him up, right?
Yeah. And, but recently it kind of came up because there were some articles, like, in some of the sports magazines about esports. And so he went on another rampage about esports and insulting people and how it's not really a sport and all this stuff. And it's funny because his co-host, who's a young female...
I can get that it's not really a sport. I mean, you don't call chess a sport. Well, most people don't, do they?
Well...
Do they?
Some people do.
Okay, chess is not a sport either, people.
Sorry.
But anyway...
But what I found really interesting is that So after this whole new thing about him insulting people, but it's not that he's not just saying that it's a sport. He's deliberately going out of his way to insult the people that play video games right. and esports. And then Gordon Hayward, who's an NBA player for the Utah Jazz, went on to his show and he's like, I play League of Legends and I'm a ranked player in League of Legends, but I'm also an NBA basketball player. And he went on there and he was defending people that play esports and gamers in general. And I just thought it was really cool because he's like, and the guy's like, yeah, but you're Gordon Hayward. You're good looking and you're ripped and you play basketball and all this stuff. And he's like, those other guys, he's like, people that play, you know, esports are, you know, basically wimps and overweight and eat Hot Pockets and stuff like that. And he's just going off and saying stuff like that. And he's like, and Gordon Hayward's like, okay, well, granted, he's like, but those people are still passionate professionals. He's like, they play 8 to 10 hours a day. It's their profession. He's like, their profession doesn't require them to lift weights and exercise like my profession does. He's like, but they still work really hard and they commit to their, you know, to their passion and everything. Yeah. So
my favorite comment was they're booger eaters.
They're booger
eaters.
Esports yeah.
players are booger eaters. really?
And anyone that watches pro wrestling too.
Why is anybody giving him any kind of?
Well, and you know what? I don't think he really cares that esports is a sport or not a sport. In my opinion, he's just saying things so to cause controversy.
Yeah,
that's it gets ratings, right?
Another person sure. I can stop worrying about.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I'll
be like, you do realize some of those players make more than you do every year,
right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they make some of the top ranked players make millions of dollars.
I know. Not even worth arguing about.
Yeah.
No,
so I just thought it was really cool that this prominent basketball player from the NBA came on his show to say, "Hey,
back off, Jack.
I'm a geek and I play League of Legends."
It's also it's funny because I watch HBO Hard Knocks, which is a behind the scenes on NFL football, and they pick a different NFL team every year to do the show on. And after those guys are done playing, one of the first things that the majority of them do is go back and plug in their PlayStation or Xbox and start playing games.
Yeah.
And they play, online with other people too,
right.
And in ranked games, and they're really, really good at these games, just like they're really, really good at football. And so I just think it's like, I don't understand why there has to be a separation of the two worlds.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
so we believe you can play sports and be a gamer.
Well, hey, I played sports in college, man.
Yeah, I'm like, didn't all of us?
Rowing doesn't count.
Hey,
shut
rowing up. Is a team sport.
It's an Olympic sport, man.
Yeah, back off. You never did any sports.
I ran.
And he did lacrosse for a season.
I did track. Yeah. 400 meter relay, dude.
I played more sports than all you guys, so.
Nah. Okay.
That's
I think you'll have to
in college. Boom.
Boom.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
getting ripped again, huh, Ryan?
That's right.
Success in life is all due to your sports
right.
knowledge.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go.
Great, dude.
Nice.
22 pounds so far.
Good job.
Bam.
So, wow, that's really awesome. So there's water on Mars, apparently.
Water on Mars. Let's go.
We can live there now.
Yep.
Now, this is all based off of
and by
orbital observations over the period of 6 years, 7 years,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep. Yeah.
Basically watching the movement that is... I'm under the assumption through spectrogram they were able to determine that it is water and not just movement of dirt.
Yes. What they've done is it's essentially kind of how, like, you know, when you sweat and the water evaporates and it leaves behind, like, salt stains on the surface.
Right.
That's kind of the same concept, where water is rising and leaving behind these saline deposits on the surface.
So there's underground rivers and such that might be leaving behind surface deposits.
Well, see, now I'm gonna have, now you're making me double check my data.
Dude, I'm just asking because the articles I've read haven't been
very vague.
Yeah, they're all like, hey, check this out. I'm like, that's nice, but that's not an article. That's like, look at our website stuff. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to look at your website.
I want to read an article.
I was right. So basically, it's just hydrated salts on the slopes of the crater. And the streaks that are formed by briny liquid water.
Cool.
And so, yeah, so there's water on Mars.
But there's really no way
awesome.
To go see it in person because of our rovers are like way super far away.
Well, they said they don't want to send any of the rovers over there with
because it's a crater.
Yeah,
the rover would fall down and then never come back.
Yeah. So
not worth it. We'll
So you found that out, and then also we had a lunar eclipse this last week too, which that was cool.
Yeah, we all survived another apocalypse.
Right. There you go. All the preppers
Survivor.
Are going to be disappointed.
Wow.
I'm a survivor.
Because, yeah. You know, the world did not come to an apocalyptic end.
And unfortunately, it was like super cloudy where I live, so I couldn't even see it.
You know, I had to like
land
around all the houses that were in the way, so I'm not too different.
So, I posted this article in the show notes because of a friend of the show, a guest that will be having a special episode next week. But video game voice actors are thinking about going on strike.
Yep.
Yes, they voted to go on strike.
Yep, they did.
That doesn't mean they will go on strike. But it just means that the union now has authorization to call a strike.
Yes.
And
well,
I think they should, to be honest.
Well, because a lot of times when people think of voice actors, they think of the really big name voice actors like Nolan North for all the video games or D. Bradley Baker for a lot of stuff. And you have these really big names, but a lot of the voice acting is other people that you never know of that are making all the random people voices or screaming or doing all those things and getting paid jack for it.
These are your lines. A wounded man. A wounded man more fiercely. A dying man. This
exactly.
is voice acting.
Like,
but
well,
they do it for a long time.
For example, I've had interview time with a voice actor who did voices for Pokemon. And they had voiced over like 80 different Pokemon themselves, but nobody knows that, this one voice actor is actually the voice of all these different Pokemon because they don't really have quote unquote dialogue, but it still takes a lot of talent to have that versatility.
Yeah. Well, the big point that they're trying to, one of the main reasons why they did decide to go on strike is because voice actors, they don't get any kind of bonus based on how successful their game is. And so
if they sold millions and millions of copies, the voice actors don't get any
right,
extra compensation.
They don't get any extra
for
bonus
that.
For any of that. Whereas like an actor in a movie does, you know, usually most actors that have contracts have some kind of a back end bonus clause that if their movie becomes, you know, super and reaches certain milestones, then they get a kickback.
Right.
There's nothing like that in the video game industry. And so
another feature is workload and breaks and stuff. Like they want to argue for a 4-hour workday instead of like a 14-hour workday.
Right.
because we've all been in choirs and such, you know.
Yeah.
And so we
and
know
your voice gets tired.
We know
after
what
a while.
It's like to strain our voices for hours and hours. And can you imagine having to sit through choir practice for 14 hours?
No way.
Well, I remember
would be gone after like
yeah,
three or
exactly,
four.
And that's what they're
well
looking
when I was
for.
Yeah.
When I was in when I did musical theater in college, like, yeah, sometimes we did all day like rehearsals, and man, you at with the talking and singing and everything, yeah. you're done
you know,
by the end of the day.
I was curious about that voice actor I was talking about. His name's Eric Stewart, and he's done 140 different voice roles for anime and animated movies. And I'm like,
that's cool.
It just goes to show, it's like these guys have been doing this for years, you know, like they have a career of 12, 13, 14 years, but nobody knows who they are.
Sure.
Yeah, they're basically treated like indentured servants.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
So, I mean, there's good reason behind why they're trying to...
Oh, definitely.
Know, it's not like they're, like, just trying to get extra...
Oh, no.
Money is a part of it, but it's not a big part by any means.
I think a lot of it has to do with the recognition...
Treating them the way they should be treated.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Should we announce who we're going to have on the show? Do you think that'd be appropriate?
As far as we know,
yeah. It's our next show.
10 days out, and he hasn't canceled. Yeah. So
relating to this topic with voice acting, we will actually have Mark Muir on the show for our next week episode, and that is awesome because if you're not sure who he is, he does a lot of voice acting, and most prominently you might know him as Commander Shepard from the Mass Effect series. So that's super cool, and we're super excited to have him on the show. Ryan is good friends with him, and so we had the opportunity to have him squeeze us into his crazy schedule, and we're really awesome for that. So stay tuned for that. So our episode will come out later in the week, next week, rather than on Friday. It'll probably come out on Saturday or Sunday, but it'll be an awesome chance to hear maybe even about this topic.
Yeah,
from
I'm sure we'll talk about this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about this again, and we'll make sure to post it all over social media now that it's out in the open.
There you go.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So
you know, because you come out
about?
Of the closet about your, you know, got about your guest.
So I'm a big Doctor Who fan. So some of this news,
I haven't watched episode 2 yet.
Yeah. Some of this news kind of, was more impacting to me, but, Jenna Coleman, who currently plays, Clara on
she was at Salt Lake Comic Con.
And she was, that's true. This is her last season. So she is no longer going to be the companion after this season. Which, I mean, she's been around for a long time. She's been around longer than any other companion.
It's really a tie. There's so many.
She's been around for three seasons.
Three seasons now? Because, I mean,
I thought it was more than that.
Pond was around for a few seasons.
Yeah, Pond was around.
Donna was around for a few seasons. Rose was around for a few seasons. So it's really hard.
Rose is only there for like two. The first one and the first season of the Tenant.
Oh, I thought it was three. Yeah, so maybe just two.
But she's not going to be. So that means that there's going to be a new companion introduced eventually.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to go through companions.
And maybe a guy.
Well, fresh. Yeah.
Right. Well, and
haven't had a guy since like the
new Doctor too.
What? I haven't heard about that.
What?
Well, I mean, it's the end of his second season, so it could happen.
Oh.
I haven't heard anything about
the
show.
I'm not saying there's anything out there. I'm just saying
shush you.
We're just
making
it could
up
happen.
Rumors.
We're just getting to know.
I know.
Cushing as the
seriously.
Doctor. So. But also, they did announce just today that there's going to be a new Doctor Who spinoff called Class.
Class.
And it takes place in the school, like the school kids in the school that Clara currently teaches in.
Yeah, it feels kind of like another Sarah Jane type show.
I mean, it's kind of along that lines, but Apparently, there aren't going to be regular reoccurring characters. Like, each episode is going to be about different kids and how they fight against the monsters themselves.
It's only going to be like 8 episodes long, and they're only like series. 45 episodes or 45 minute.
Well, that's minutes. A normal length.
Yeah, that's a minute. Yeah,
but it's just interesting because it's been like 5 years since they've had any spinoffs. You know, Torchwood was the last one.
Yeah, and that finished in 2011.
Right. So when the starts next
blows
year,
me away. I'm like, that was the miracle day with the stars.
Like the
it was in 2011.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, because they had the stars. Season as well. The fourth season was on Stars.
Yeah, so it's been a number of years. So,
yeah, because it was 2006 to 2011 for Torchwood.
So it'll be
yeah.
kind of interesting. You know,
yeah,
they'll probably release more details about it in the near future. But I thought thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Anybody's cool. PlayStation 4's not work after the firmware update?
No, nope, mine's working fine.
Okay.
I don't have one.
Yeah. Oh.
I was pretty excited because the main thing that honestly I don't stream, and so the fact that you could do YouTube streaming now doesn't really excite me that much. But the one thing that
10 seconds Twitch.
That was kind of fun. You could post a 10-second video to Twitch or Twitter.
Twitter. That's right. I said Twitch.
Yeah. I'm like,
you can always
Twitch.
Twitch. No.
Yeah.
But the thing that I really liked is the fact that they expanded their cloud storage to 10 gigs, where as of right now, it's only one. Or before the update, it was only one, and now it's 10. So
another thing I liked about the firmware is that I can jump into friends' games and stuff a lot easier. It's because you could kind of, like, be invited to join them to play.
Right.
But now you could jump in and start watching them and decide whether or not you want to jump in or not.
So that's kind of,
it is kind of cool. So, you guys catch that Angry Birds trailer?
Nah.
What?
Yeah, there's Angry Birds the movie coming out.
What?
I'm
like,
where you been, man? Where you been?
Pass.
I think it looks. I think it looks funny.
I pass. No.
It looks funny. I'm gonna go all
stop
big on
so
that.
Negative.
I did. There hasn't been a ton of Star Wars news recently, but
you can only take so much. So for so long before you need a break.
Well, it seems like they take new characters and do highlights of different characters, like they did a highlight for the character. What's the actor's name? Hold on, I'll find it real fast.
Barry, what are you thinking?
He's from Domhnall Gleeson.
Oh, Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall Gleeson. He's a
General Nix or whatever.
Hux. H-U-X. General Hux. And so they just kind of revealed just little things more about him. Like J.J. Abrams talks about how General Hux is merciless, and he's going to be a villain that. Basically, the Star Wars franchise hasn't seen the type of villain that he is, and so I just thought that was really cool.
Maybe he'll be
a true killer,
or maybe he'll be more like Thrawn, more calculated and clever and intelligent, rather than just brutal and
that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
So, but good for him. He's branching out. He's doing a lot of movies and. But I just thought that was cool. So, yeah, you see little things like that. I mean, you don't get much out of it, but you just kind of get little things out of J.J. Abrams the Star Wars.
I didn't post it in the show notes, but I was noticing that there was a lot of, Kevin Feige, the Marvel, President Marvel.
Yeah.
How do you say his last name?
It's funny. It's that someone told us in our Facebook one day is like, this is how you say it, and I forget.
I
think it's
so.
Beige-y.
He was talking a lot lately about a number of phase three, Marvel phase three stuff, and he was talking about
He talked about Spider-Man for
He talked about Spider-Man. He talked about Infinity War and all of that stuff. He talked a lot about Doctor Strange and how it is going to be an origin movie.
Yeah, they said this would be their last, like, origin movie.
Right, because they kind of said that they were going to get away from origin movies, but then he was like, no, we got to kind of do an origin
movie. You have to do an origin movie, because no one knows who that is.
Yeah, nobody really knows.
Unless you read the comics.
I mean, but, you know, it's not necessary to do an origin story for Spider-Man, because everybody knows Spider-Man's origin
exactly.
story.
But they did, but I don't think we ever mentioned it on the show, but they did announce officially that the age of Spider-Man that he'll be in the movie is 15.
Right. So it's going to be a high school dramedy.
Yeah. Well, and he'll be first introduced in, you know, Civil War.
Oh yeah.
And
that's right.
And they're going to, you know, basically talk about how he's been this trying to be a superhero for a little while in his homemade costume and type of stuff like that, so that he's been trying to do stuff.
Yeah.
But now that he's going to be part of the Avengers, and they'll probably he'll probably get his new suit or something like that.
Well, there's a fan campaign to get Ronda Rousey, who's the MMA fighter, to get her cast as Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel,
And he actually commented. They kind of asked him about that. He actually commented. He said, "You know, we haven't started, you know, looking for Captain Marvel yet." But
can she act the part?
I don't know, but he did say that.
Well, she's actually going to be in a movie, which is kind of interesting.
She's going to be in Roadhouse.
She's going to be in Roadhouse.
The remake.
Yeah, the Patrick
Swayze. But
she's also
going to be in a...
She's going to rip somebody's throat out?
A biography movie about herself.
He said he wasn't, you know, against the idea of her being cast. But so, you know, all the fans are like, we have to keep the campaign going.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was cool because he was just talking all kinds about – I mean, you should be able to go online and find his information where he was talking about various different aspects of Phase 3. But he was talking a lot about pretty cool stuff, things that I'm excited about. Oh, he did talk about – no. I don't know if you heard recently, but, like, I guess Steven Spielberg said that superhero movies are going to go the way of the Western –
yeah,
like they're
yeah.
eventually but die
didn't
out.
We talk
they
about
will.
That like
yeah,
40
we did.
Episodes
and,
ago.
But what's interesting is that Kevin Feige he commented on that. He said, "Well, when you look at the fact that like Westerns were big in Hollywood for like 40 years, and even now they still pop up every once in a while. So we've been doing superhero movies now for like 8 years. So I figure we got a good 30 years left."
Yeah,
I thought that
funny.
Was kind of funny.
It'll be like eventually everybody will be like, comic books. What are those? Are those like based off of the movies?
Yes.
No.
A lot of comics.
Man,
books
you get that
right.
already,
yeah,
right? You get
now,
that already.
Yeah. It's they're blurring.
Now it's time for Episode 100, Geeky Trivia!
Ooh, centennial
right.
trivia!
So this is something that we've never done before.
Trivia?
We are going to play Name That Tune.
What?
Oh no, what?
This better work.
If you're going to play music, remember there's a lag for those of us on Skype.
Because
often what happens, the people behind the scenes see this, but the people who listen don't, is that he'll play the music for the theme song, and then there will be like a 2-second silence after it stops and he starts talking. And he
right.
doesn't notice it because he's in the control room.
Right,
but we're
right.
like, wait, did the
and
sound
records,
just go out? But
yeah,
it records.
And it records correctly, but
so,
the
that's
three
just
of us
a warning.
Don't hear it.
That's just a warning.
Okay. So we're gonna try this.
Yeah.
So if there are technical issues, just know that we're trying to bring you something new and fun.
I just want to say, I have my doubts.
Okay. But these are movies and TV shows generally relating to fun very popular shows.
So geekdom or
geekdom?
I would hope
just
so.
Probably.
Well,
so,
just like right. General
movie.
I'll name that in three notes.
Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
All right.
We can tell we're all just really excited.
Like
Lion King.
Yeah.
Oh, John. No way. I said it at the same time.
No, you didn't.
No, John totally got that one.
John got that one.
See, I didn't even hear Barry say that.
Yeah, Barry can't even, we can't even hear Barry now.
That's funny. Did Barry say something?
He said something. But we
don't
hear
him.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear you now.
Oh.
No,
well,
see?
I'm going to keep going.
Well, can we mess with this?
It's still Lion King.
Yeah, that's still Lion King. We already get that.
Okay.
Jurassic Park.
No.
Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah.
Oh, Star Trek. Oh, gosh. Because that's
that
the new
one.
Yeah. That's the new one.
Hey, this is working so far.
So familiar. So familiar, but I...
Still
right.
Star Trek.
John.
Ooh, that was a tie.
No way, man.
Ryan.
Roll.
It was
Barry
Ryan.
Got it. Gave it to Ryan. Okay.
Still Jaws.
Labyrinth.
Hey, I got one.
What? No way.
It was a
tie.
It was a tie.
All said it.
A tie? No way.
I don't know. I think Michael. Maybe
I think I. Dude,
half a second.
I am the judge.
Like, it's an 80s
it was
movie.
A tie.
I need it.
Yeah.
Still Labyrinth.
Top Gun.
Oh, Mike.
Whatever.
Oh, totally. I'm.
Lost my lips. Aladdin.
Yeah. Oh. I got another
one. What? Come on.
It goes. And then we all said Aladdin at the same time.
Matrix. Oh, Matrix. Oh, because I was like, I know the song.
Back to the Future. Back to the Future, Mike.
It's going to be on Amazon Prime this month.
Yeah.
The whole trilogy.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas, Mike.
Wow.
Very relevant this month.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. John got it.
John.
My 2-year-old walks around. I don't. I mean, we barely watch Star Wars, and she knows the theme song already.
Because John Williams is the man.
That's right.
Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Ryan got that one.
John Williams is
mad. Forrest Gump.
What?
Ryan got that one.
I don't think I've seen that movie in like
a little bit. Ryan beat me just by a little bit.
Superman.
Oh, Ryan got
Superman.
It.
Ryan.
Dang it.
Come on. Still Superman.
Titanic.
Oh,
dang it.
Titanic.
I was about to say
that.
Far and Away, and I was like,
did
no,
you really?
That's not right.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was on.
That's
and
great.
Bored.
That's awesome.
Wow.
E.T.
Oh, John got that.
I watched that.
John. Oh. Yeah,
I like, it's been so long. I was like watching it, thinking, "Man,
this is like John Williams."
I haven't
music.
Seen this movie.
I know. Well, he's
well, John
just,
is the man.
He's the man.
True. I know this.
Avengers.
Yes.
Avengers.
Yeah. Oh,
good
nice.
Job.
Yeah.
I can't believe I pulled that one out.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, that's not an 80s
movie. Take my love, take my land. Serenity.
Firefly. Not Serenity.
Firefly.
Oh, Serenity's the movie.
I got to watch a TV series as well. Sorry, we've only been doing movies so
far.
Oh,
he's like, I would have got it.
I would have got it.
You didn't.
You ain't no brown coat.
Oh.
Sherlock.
Oh,
yes,
Sherlock.
Dang
oh,
it. I was
yes,
like, come on, I know that.
Dang it. Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, that's right.
What did I say?
Princess Bride.
Maybe that one will be in there, too. The Tangerine Dream or the Orchestra?
Or Jerry
Goldberg. Doctor Who.
Ah.
What?
Kind of like a three-way tie.
A three-way tie?
Yeah, because I stuttered
yeah.
it, but then
three-way
we all said
John, 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 well, it, and
it's,
John.
It's probably because we can't hear each other very well, but Barry can hear us, I guess. I got it, don't worry. Indiana Jones.
Oh, that kind of came
Indiana
through
Jones,
weird.
Mike.
So, like...
Yeah, it did. It's like a bad trumpet.
Well, I didn't want to make it easy on you guys.
Guardians of the Galaxy. No.
AC/DC.
That's a highway to hell. But what is that from?
No, it's an...
Huh.
Is this the one you won't get?
Oh, wait. Big Trouble in Little China. No.
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 Wait.
What?
No.
Five. Four.
I can't think
three,
of what movie that's from.
Two.
And we can't hear
one.
You, Barry.
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Okay. He was mouthing it.
Anger
so I had,
Man.
We had Anchorman. Anchorman. Oh, Iron Man. Got it. All
right.
I'm about to read lips with Barry right now.
Smallville.
Oh, see, that's one I hadn't watched, so I didn't know that one.
You haven't watched Smallville?
No.
Dude.
That's weird.
Do it. It needs to be on Netflix. That's the problem.
It used to be.
What? 10 years ago?
Like a few years ago. That's true. He was strange,
starting out on a journey. Anastasia? Anastasia?
What? Come
on. Oh,
no way.
Who is
yeah,
that?
Baby. Yeah, high five to the screen. Woo!
Whatever.
Yes. See? Now I get to know ones that you don't know.
Nope.
Robin Hood.
Yeah, Prince of Thieves, yep.
Robin Hood, yep. Prince of Thieves, yep.
Michael.
Robin Hood, Mike.
Dreamer? Michael. Cayman.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good soundtrack.
I think it's interesting that... Come on, grab your friends.
Adventure Time.
What?
Adventure Time.
Nice, that's right. I'm like, I've heard this before.
Jake the dog and Finn the human.
I have not seen a single episode of that.
Oh, man, that's such an awesome show.
Really?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is hilarious.
Yeah.
The 104 days of summer vacation. Phineas and Ferb.
Dang it.
Oh,
I said the Ferb.
I didn't.
It's
I
the Ferb show.
That's
Ferb.
One I didn't know. So,
it's the Candace show.
Yes.
It's one I didn't know.
Muppets.
Oh, that's it?
That's
what?
It.
Can you play
that's
it again?
That's a harder one.
No.
No.
He doesn't know how to cue it back up again.
He doesn't know how to go back.
Only forward.
I don't want to mess it up.
I don't know. I don't know. Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
What is it?
Dr.
Horrible's sing-along blog.
Oh, Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. So I've only seen that once.
Yeah, I didn't recognize it. Everybody get up,
it's time to slam now. We got the real jam. Oh, nice. Space Jam? Yeah.
Space Jam.
Good job.
Also, they're trying to work on a new one with LeBron James.
Really?
Yeah. No.
He's just as popular as Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mission Impossible. Yeah.
But no!
A three-way tie with
you know what?
When we all listen to this tomorrow, we'll all be like,
oh, I totally got it.
Lord of the Rings.
What the Hobbit? No, it's just Lord of the Rings.
No, Lord of the Rings.
Tune was in the Hobbit. Hobbit's a little bit different.
Might have been. Maybe it was.
There's a lot of recurring music.
Yeah.
Touche.
I feel like that. Hobbits.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Wayne's World.
Got a
Wayne's World, John.
The Fandango.
Oh my gosh.
You're in choir. It does not show.
Hey, we're all goofing around. We're not trying to sing.
That's right.
Question is, how many do you sing on? Rocky. Dang it. A-team.
Rocky, John.
A-team.
Backus was in full.
Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drop. Rock from the sun.
No, Big Bang Theory.
Oh, Big Bang Theory. Dang it.
Big Bang Theory.
I don't know.
It's kind of a space theme
stuff. It's kind of a space thing going on. I don't know. I've watched it a few times.
All right.
We built a wall. We built the pyramid.
You won't get this one.
Oh,
Downton Abbey.
Oh, good.
Boom. Yeah.
Recognized.
I wouldn't get this one. Those are my types of shows.
Yeah, I recognized it. I just didn't.
That's what the dog is about.
Proud and defiant, we'll slay the giant. Let us see.
Oh, that's right.
Newsies, Mike. Newsies.
Oh, Newsies.
See, now you're stretching.
Just
because it had a young Batman in it. Harry Potter.
I didn't say it at all. I totally said Harry Potter.
Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, it was
Beauty and the Beast.
Bad recording.
Mike.
I said it.
Did
sorry. Your video's getting all crazy and you froze up.
Oh, no, really? Can you not
hear
fine. We can hear
I'll give it to both of you.
Your feed's real bad.
Weird, because my...
That's weird.
Let's see you guys respond. Anyway, go ahead.
Pirates
of the Caribbean.
I just heard a bunch of static.
Oh,
that's all I heard.
Sorry.
What was it? Through its static.
Sorry.
Caribbean.
Oh, pirates. Yeah.
Oh, pirates. Oh, yeah. I can. Now that you say that, I can make that out through the static.
You're making excuses.
No, now I can't hear Ryan very well.
I can't hear Michael very well. It's all your fault, Barry.
I can hear you. Both.
I'm sorry.
All y'all.
Oh, see, now everybody's video is going crazy. Oh, what's happening to episode 100? Oh, no.
All right. Let's keep going.
Oh, that's crazy.
Keep going.
Parents.
Yeah.
James Bond.
Ooh, Michael got
what?
That one.
Mike.
Michael.
He said it a little bit first.
Dude, I have to listen to this through static, and I still get you.
Salute.
John.
Hi.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
Wow. Okay. My sound must be really off because I'm totally saying it way before you guys.
Footloose.
I'll be surprised if you get this one.
Wait, what is that? I recognize it.
Shoot, I
And he can't
sound familiar.
And he, wait.
I don't know.
And he can't go back.
Countdown. No.
No.
Five. Four.
What is it?
I recognize it.
One.
Twilight.
Twilight.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't feel
I'm so glad I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
Batman.
Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, nice, Ryan.
Nine.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Classic.
Keaton.
Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman, yeah.
No, the church Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Yeah.
Oh,
Hunger
that's
Games.
Right. Duh.
No, you were too far off, Sean. No,
Ghostbusters. Oh, three-way tie.
Man,
interesting.
I don't believe anything any of you guys anymore.
All right.
Game of Thrones, no.
Okay. No, Hunger Games, no. Walking Dead.
Yes,
oh,
okay. I was like, one of those TV shows that I like.
All right.
Fiddler on the Roof.
What?
Music
on the Roof.
Good job, man.
Fiddler on the Roof? What is that doing in here?
Hey, he threw Newsies in.
It was a popular show.
It's a popular show.
This is the Closet Geek, not the closet.
Wow.
I have no clue.
CIS.
None whatsoever.
Juan orders or CNFO.
Breaking
Bad.
Bad.
Oh,
okay.
Right, yeah.
Huh.
Gosh,
I've never seen it, so.
Oh, I love that show. Last of the Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans, yes. Good, Ryan. Last of the
Mohicans.
Ryan.
No.
No.
It's like yep. Braveheart, but no.
No, no. Yeah. Last of the Mohicans is a good one.
Trevor Jones.
Game of Thrones. Yes.
Ryan.
I knew it was
yeah,
Ryan.
Yeah, I'm glad you included that.
It was in there somewhere.
Best movie shows to a television show ever.
That's pretty cool.
Kill Bill. No. Dang it. I've heard this. Dang it. I know this.
It's a zombie.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
That's the last one.
All right.
That's the last one.
Wait.
No.
Hackers.
No.
They're making a new one.
I know what it is. Because,
it'll be the
like,
fifth
I can see
one.
The end of the movie because it's panning away and like they're leaving them in the middle of like the ocean or something and they're panning away and
I can't. What is
I,
it?
I don't know.
The Bourne
oh,
Identity.
Oh.
Thank you. Gosh.
Dang it.
Is there
it
a panning away in the ocean
like,
in that one?
There is panning.
Oh, yeah, because
that is a cinematic technique that is used
on the fly. I
anyway,
but
I think Michael.
There you go, guys. Geeky trivia.
No,
man, that was intense.
Who won? I think Michael won.
I don't know. There was a lot of three-way ties.
Wow.
For second place. Yeah.
And Ryan, you were only behind by three.
Nice.
I thought I was doing better than
well,
that.
How many did we get? Like 11, 12?
There were Mike and John, you each got 20
nice.
Correct. And Ryan got 17.
Ties. So
yeah.
You know
I
how
won
about
all
we
those
all,
ties.
We'll all listen to this tomorrow
saying,
and we'll be like
I was totally first.
That's why I thought Michael was better. Cool, good job. I hope it I hope
but
it,
yeah.
turns out. I'll have to go back and listen
to
it.
I hope I hope it plays well for everybody else.
Sorry.
Hey, and tell us what you thought. That's a brand new idea that Barry
had. Something that you can comment on to join the prize winning fiesta.
There you go. Did you like?
There you go.
Name that tune for trivia.
Yeah. And we could do more Name That Tune stuff. Maybe I'll do video games next time or something like that. But, so don't forget, this is episode 100. We're giving you free stuff. And all you have to do is like, comment about something in the show, and then share the post of the Facebook post that will be out tomorrow. So do that. And we thank you for all of your support. We also thank Alpha Geek Radio. We don't live stream with them currently, but they still post our shows on their website, and we thank them for that. Doghouse Systems for their affiliation. Use the code CLOSETGEEK for your free 120-gigabyte SSD on your purchase of your gaming computer. And don't forget to use our Amazon affiliate link for all your online shopping needs. And thank you, guys, for listening to The Closet Geek. 2.5 years, 100 episodes, and we're still going, and we appreciate the support that we do get. But we want to hear from you guys. Whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on email, which you could do at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com, we want to hear from you, and we want to start conversations. If you think we're dumb for saying things, or if you think, hey, that was a very good comment, we want to hear both of those things, because we enjoy talking with you, as geeks should unite and talk about things together. Don't forget to subscribe, rate our show on iTunes and Stitcher, and join us next week with our special episode with Mark Muir, and we are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you once again for the 100th time to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Sorry.
How dare you correct me?
No, that was like, good job, dude. You're like, technically, it's 120. Somebody out there's going to be like, that's exactly right, Ryan.
That's right. Post that in your comments and enjoy it. Frozen.